Maine is a big state geographically, but it only has a few news outlets. And as of last month, the biggest media company, Maine Today, is owned by billionaire hedge fund manager and left-leaning philanthropist Donald Sussman. Good news for workers at the three papers he now owns. The deal brings an infusion of cash. But what does the deal mean for readers and reporters? Donald Sussman's wife is Maine's Democratic U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree. So how do you cover the boss's wife? Rick Edmonds is a media business analyst at the Poynter Institute. Rick, has Donald Sussman been asked directly if there's going to be a firewall?
Well, it's appropriately a question for him, and I think he's indicated in some limited comments so far that there will be a firewall of sorts, and he's certainly not buying the paper to promote his wife's political career. And I think there's going to be some pretty close scrutiny about whether the coverage is fair. Among other things, it would be kind of bad business to cast some doubts on the credibility of the rest of the paper's work.
Yeah, of the product that he just bought. And by the way, Maine Today Media has three papers, the Portland Press Herald, the Morning Sentinel, and the Kennebec Journal. And at least one editor from the Portland paper says, look, we're going to write about his wife. We're going to write about him if he makes bad business deals. And Pingree says, I don't always agree with everything I read in the papers, and I don't expect that to change. So they're signaling that they don't expect to have any influence over editorial. And you said that wouldn't be why someone buys papers. Why does someone buy papers?
Not to be uncynical. I mean, we usually are a little cynical, but I think people are buying papers now because they think papers are important to city civic life. And if it's their city and they got lots of money, that's something they'd like to do to keep it going and see if they can carve out a little future.
Right. You've pointed out that these papers are coming down in price because they're losing readers, so some people want to keep them alive. You know, give us some examples of people with lots of money buying up papers.
Well, take the most obvious example, Warren Buffett, who already owned a paper in Buffalo, bought his hometown paper in Omaha and some other assets and paid pretty well for it. Now, the Maine paper went for, if I understand the deal correctly, $3.3 million got 75% of the paper, which would mean it's worth less than $5 million, and that's about as low as any price I've seen so far. The other big example just got completed, which was a group of six wealthy Philadelphia area businessmen buying the Philadelphia Inquirer Daily News and the website.
And does this include, as it originally, the group included state's former governor Ed Rendell?
He left the group, and I think the amount of controversy about having both a fairly active politician and one who tends to be as outspoken, hands-on, and all the rest of it as Rendell wasn't playing very well, and he said, I guess you have a point. I'll get out of the way. He may still have some pretty close ties and have the ear of the owners, but that's a different story.
Well, and you cite another example of when someone who potentially had political influence purchased, in this case it was Newsweek. This was in 2010. What happened there?
Sidney Harman, who's tremendously successful in audio systems, bought Newsweek for essentially nothing, for a dollar. He unfortunately passed away before much of anything could happen, but his wife at the time, Jane Harman, had been a longtime U.S. representative from California, and she has since retired and is now the heir to the paper. But during her political career, she was an extremely outspoken advocate for Israel. You know, there's a potential owner influence in how they cover both Israel itself and other stories about the Middle East.
This is something that you will want to follow. Go back to Maine, and again, a couple, small papers, but they cover the state, and new owner Donald Sussman, whose wife is the Democratic U.S. Rep. Shelley Pingree, who's going to be running for re-election. Now, Tom Bell, who's the president of the Reporters Guild at the Portland Press Herald, says the paper is going to consider hiring freelancers to cover her campaign. A commentator there proposed instituting an ombudsman, who can keep an eye on things. What do you think of trying to get ahead of criticism by doing things like that?
Well, I've seen it done before. There was a very protracted lawsuit between the Seattle Times and the Post-Intelligencer. The Seattle Times hired an independent reporter rather than have its own staff cover that. That's one way to go. I think that's a little tricky to farm out the coverage of an important political story like the one in question to someone else. But who knows, might work. And it certainly would send a signal, as you're suggesting.
Rick Edmonds, media analyst at the Poynter Institute. Thanks so much.
Okay, good talk to you. Thanks.